This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, I want to tell you, when you call the farmhouse here, and sometimes Mrs. Fennelli picks up the phone and chats with you for a minute or so, well, she has picked up one of your expressions. Yep, she has. Never used it before. And that expression is, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right. That's
yep.
All right. Now, do you know you say that? Do you know
I
that you say that?
I say that.
Yeah, you do. You do. And so, yesterday, I heard Mrs. Fennelli use that for the first time. Now, she has no idea that she said it, okay? And I don't think she has any idea where it came from. It's just that she picked that up. I think it's out of fondness, and I think it's out of the fact that she likes you and she enjoys chatting with you that she picked that up. Now, if she didn't like you and she heard you say things, she certainly would not pick those expressions up, okay? So I just wanted to share that with you that she said that's all right.
Yeah.
So we've been.
What happens in life. You can have good things happen in your life. We can have bad things happen in your life. I've had a horrible life in a lot of ways, but I haven't let it destroy me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And for everybody out there in the class. You might be tempted, you might have, so-called government officials giving you a bad time, trying to destroy your family, trying to take your land off of you, hassling mm-hmm. you, doing this, mm-hmm. doing that. I've been mm-hmm. there, I've come through it the other side, they haven't destroyed me, I'm still alive, I'm still on my land, I've still got my children with me, and I could not mm-hmm. have done it without God. But one key instrument that God uses is, yes, go and have a cry by all means. But when you're finished having your cry, I learned this one from Frank Sinatra. You have to pick yourself up and dust yourself off and start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know that,
and it's hard.
Frank Sinatra song.
Yeah,
Work like a soul inspired. Till the battle of the day is won, you may be sick mm-hmm. and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. You mm-hmm. know that song? I won't sing it. I won't, although apparently I have got rather a good voice. But it's true. You've got to realize that and here's another version of the same thing that my dad used to say. He used to say, that sometimes he would get to thinking about where the buck stopped. That's an old saying. I don't think I've heard many people say it lately. There used to be a saying, the buck stops here. Okay?
Yeah, Harry Truman.
That means
Harry Truman.
The chain. That, I didn't know that Harry Truman said it.
Yeah,
but it's
it was on his desk.
The responsibility has to stop somewhere.
Uh-huh.
That's what the saying means. And he said it was a very uncomfortable feeling when he realized that the buck stopped with him. But it also imparted to him a great sense of responsibility that he was in charge of his family, okay? And if anything went wrong in the family, ultimately he felt that it was his fault, okay, whether it actually was or not. But often, you know, there was some mistake that he'd made in planning, maybe not intentionally, but he would have to go and correct it, okay? Now, that is what is missing with the millennial generation. They don't want to take responsibility. And that's a big mistake, okay? They don't want to recognize when they've done something wrong. They want to think, oh, but it was ultimately somebody else's fault. No, 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 no. If it was your life and something's gone wrong, then you ultimately could have done something better sometime in the past that could have prevented what is happening now, usually. If you look back and if you take a moment to sit down and think, how did that happen? That's another thing I haven't heard people say as a response to bad things happening lately. People used to always say, well, how did that happen?
You right, know? Right.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard people say that in response to bad news for quite a while. Mm-hmm. But that's what everybody used to say. How did that happen? You know?
Because it was so unusual.
Yeah.
It was so unusual. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It was so unusual for people to have negative impacts. But the thing is, when you are the lord or the lady of your estate, whether that estate is a 500 square meter suburban block or whether that estate is 50,000 acres, if your name's on that title deed, you're the lord of that estate, and it's your responsibility to look after it. Okay, it's your responsibility to look after the people, the animals, the plants, and the ecology on that estate, okay? That means water, air quality, electricity, energy, you name it, gardens, whatever. People have lost that, and you see it in the modern world, okay? People, they don't want to take responsibility for their life. They don't want to look after their house. And when it all falls apart, it's all somebody else's fault. They don't realize the buck stops with them. If it's their name on the title deed, it's their fault that things went wrong. Okay?
Yeah.
And, there used to be
something called a buck slip. B-U-C-K. And what that would be is in the corporate world, I'm talking like in the 40s, maybe even in the 30s and the 20s, you would send it up higher for, you know, an approval. It's like, well, I can't do that. So
yes,
I don't have the authority, so let's send that up to the boss. And that boss would say, well, I don't have the authority. And it would, you know, the buck would get passed. That buck slip.
Oh, that's where that thing came from.
Okay, so it was like a piece of paper. Like a piece of paper, and somebody had to sign off. And this is how I remember it. And so President Truman, he probably didn't originate the phrase "the buck stops here," but he made it more famous by putting that sign on his desk. Like, there's nobody above me, you know, to approve this, so it stops right here. And he had to do something with it. So it's not like he could pass it on. He had to make the decision. And that's what he meant by the buck, as in the buck slip stops here.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't pass it on.
If you look at most of the early presidents of the United States, I think most of them were actually farmers.
Mm-hmm.
I know that George Washington certainly was a farmer.
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson, Madison.
Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, from memory, he was an industrialist, but he was also a farmer.
Yeah.
And this is the crazy, ironic thing. Wasn't he also a slave owner?
he, Well, George Washington was, and Thomas Jefferson was, and the problem. Well, as a matter of fact, I think
if you looked into it, you would find that Abraham Lincoln was actually a slave owner, his slaves from bondage at some point. But do you know something? So did General Lee.
And by the way, Arlington National
farmer. And he also released his slaves from bondage prior to it becoming an issue in the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. And as I remember it, Arlington National Cemetery was Lee's farm. And
was it?
Yeah. Yeah. And the North decided that what they were going to do is, well, they needed a place to bury their dead. So they would start, like, at the front porch of Lee's farmhouse and work away from the farmhouse. Yep. And that was, and then at the end of the war, Lee just said, it's all yours. You know, you got the farm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was, a cemetery.
Wow.
So, I mean, I'll tell you what, the North was pretty rough. Pretty rough on the South. I lived in a little hamlet, and the next hamlet down the road, about 8 miles down the road, there was a railroad track. And it was used during the War of Northern Aggression, which is what they call the Civil War.
In the South, the War of Northern Aggression.
And to this day, there's a plaque there, and it said, something like, and I'm paraphrasing, the North did this. The North came down and set fire to the rails, built a big fire on the rails to get the rails to become red hot. And then they could bend them. Yeah. They could bend the rail so that it was absolutely not useful anymore. And that would stop the trains and the train cars from using that track and resupplying the South. So, I mean, the farms were burned up. I'll tell you what, North was really, really rough on the South.
Yeah.
And the natives of the South, the guys who have stolen the land from the American Indians, those people have not forgotten what the North did. And they are still fighting the War of Northern Aggression. And they have a saying in the South. At least they did 30 years ago. And that saying is, if you're from the North and you're visiting the South, the expression goes, "Welcome to the South. We'll be glad to take your money."
And go home.
And they're not kidding. Yeah, and go home. Yes, and they have another expression called Yankees and Damn Yankees. And a Yankee is the guy who comes and visits and spends a couple weeks and goes home. A damn Yankee is the guy who does the same thing and stays. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and she's in Australia. And if you'd like to get more information about how to contact her, just go to usapreparers.com. Click on the instructors tab. You'll find her right there. And there's a link to her Facebook page. Take you right to it. And you can learn more about Gwyneth Isaacs. Gwyneth has a wealth of information. She knows a lot about a lot. And it's a real blast broadcasting with Gwyneth Isaacs. Let me just take a minute and tell you how this all happened. So Gwyneth called the farmhouse a number of times after the broadcast, and we would chat. And I said, you know, would you like to come on the air with me? And she said yes, she would. And so we did a broadcast, and I liked it. And, you know, we talk off the air again, and I said, would you like to come on? And, yep, and again and again and again. And finally I said, how about Tuesday? You know, we've got a slot on Tuesday. And she told me that she would, you know, love to have her own radio show. And I said, well, I can't make that happen, but I can certainly make 2 hours a week happen. So if you'd like 2 hours a week with me, we can do that. And so that's how it happened. And that's,
yep.
And I just love, is that right, Gwyneth?
That's right. Yep, that's more or less how it happened. I'll tell you what, I've just made in this last week a big step forward. I still have that dream and that goal of having my own radio show, not just however it happens. But, you know, if you don't begin to plan for something, it's never going to happen. And I had a big step forward on that path, okay? And that is a couple of months ago, I think I told you about this at the time, I saw that there was a mixing desk on sale at my local pawnbrokers and a recording quality mic, you know, a broadcast quality mic for sale at the local pawnbrokers. So I went down and put a lay-by on it. And it was a very, very high-quality mixing desk, Behringer. They make some of the best mixing desks in the world, in my humble opinion. It's a bit like types of fencing wire. You can have endless arguments about this. And everybody seems to have their favorite brand. But Behringer mixing desks have always been a favorite brand of mine. And my husband, he was a professional musician, and from time to time he had to do with recording and, you know, television work and such like. And he learned about the various types of recording equipment, and he was the one who put me onto Behringer as a brand. And and funnily enough, they're made in Germany.
Yes.
And do you know what my dad always used to say? He said, the Germans are very, very good at everything that they do to do with engineering, including killing people.
Yeah. Well, that's true. They were during World War II.
That is actually true. Mm-hmm. Okay. So speaking of firearms, I think that the two top nations on the face of the earth for firearms manufacture are probably the United States and Germany.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that if a firearm is manufactured in one of those two countries, there's probably very little to complain about. Anywhere else in the world, you know, but especially the United States. Yeah.
I have a K98K rifle, and it's German, and it was used by the German army during World War II. And I actually have a couple of them, and one of them, I bought them at a gun show many, many years ago, and they were dusty, right? You know, they weren't all shined up, and one of them happens to have a single SS rune on it. And
We
traced it back. Well, here's what it means. It means it was made in a concentration camp. This is one of the few rifles. Yes. Pretty rare.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah, very high quality. Very high quality.
Yep.
And you're right. You're right. I believe that some of the finest firearms come from Germany and the United States. Yeah, we'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, live in Australia. George in New Hampshire is joining us. Welcome, George.
Hi, Vincent. Hello, Gwyneth.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that, like you, I like the Mauser K98s, and I have several. But the thing of it is that you realize that our government, before World War One, around 1903, negotiated with Mauser to make basically a licensed copy called the 1903 Springfield, because
yes,
during the Spanish-American War, they had encountered a nasty surprise with the Spanish army when they were charging up San Juan Hill, for example. He says the Spaniard soldiers were armed with Mauser rifles, and their rate of fire was much superior to, I think, many of our men still had those single-shot 45-70 rifles. And a lot of casualties were inflicted by numerically inferior side of the Spaniards. But the Springfield, they had to pay a royalty for a number of years up until before World War One, just to be able to make an almost an exact copy of the Mauser 98.
Yes. You know, I was walking, we'll talk about the gun show loophole, as politicians refer to it. And I don't think it's a loophole. I think it's just our right to do this. Now, that's what I'm talking about.
It's a human right.
Yes. And here's what they call a gun show loophole. So if a person is at a gun show, let's say an attendee at a gun show, and he has a K98K Mauser rifle, you know, in his hand, or he's got it, he's using the strap, and he's got it over his shoulder, and he's got a sign on it that says for sale, and he's walking around inside the gun show, but he's not a licensed dealer. He is just some guy who has a K98K for sale, and he's looking for a buyer. They would call that the gun show loophole, because any of us who live in that particular state can go up to him and say, oh, wow, that's really neat. May I look at it? And the guy would probably say, sure, hand it to you. You'd make sure that it was there was no cartridge chambered in it. And you might, you know, look at it carefully and say, well, so how much would you like for this? And then there is a price that is asked, and then maybe that price is countered, and an agreement may be reached, and then some cash will exchange hands, the rifle will exchange hands, and the deal is done. And that would be called a gun show loophole by politicians. Now, that's because it happens at a gun show with some guy walking around who is not a licensed dealer. Now, let's just extend that for a little bit. Let's say a guy is walking around with a notebook computer, and he's got a little sign on it, and he's at the same gun show, and it says, for sale. Now, it'd be a little unusual that someone would try to sell a notebook computer, but it's entirely possible. And someone could go through the same buy-sell discussion with them and say, I'll tell you what, that's worth $150 to me here. I'll give you that. And then they exchange cash, and the computer exchanges hands, and that's done. So the difference is, one, it's a firearm, and it's frowned upon. However, in terms of commerce, there's no difference. In terms of rights, there's no difference. It could be a refrigerator or any other personal property item. Now, let's take it to what happened with me with the K9, with the 1903 Springfield. 1903 A3, I believe, is what I have. And I was walking out of the parking lot from the gun show in the afternoon, and a guy was walking in. And he had this Springfield 1903 in his hand, and he was going into the gun show with it. Now, why would he be doing that? Well, there's a really high likelihood that he wanted to sell it. So I asked him in the parking lot if he was going to sell it. And he said, yeah. And I said, well, how much would you like for it? And he gave me a number. And I said, may I see it? And he said, sure. So I looked at it in the parking lot. I said, I'll tell you what, I'd like to buy it if that's okay with you. And I bought it right then and there. This was maybe 20 years ago. So I bought, and it wasn't all that desirable back then. Now they're, I'll bet you a 1903 Springfield, that variant is probably darn close to $800, $900. George, would you agree with that?
Yeah, and I'll say that Gwyneth, your father was right when he said that the Germans were, I mean, they were about as fiendish as any other people, given in the human race. And I mean, but they had technology, and I had a friend of mine tell me, he said, the Irish and the Germans get along very well. He says, the Irish like to drink and make plans. He goes, and the Germans like to drink and make plans. The only problem is the Irish drink, and their plans usually don't come to very much, whereas with the Germans, the plans do. I couldn't resist that one. I'm sorry.
You know something? You're absolutely right. My final thesis when I was studying at the University of Melbourne, the very last thesis that I wrote was on, Irish and Scottish politics and history, probably from the days of Bonnie Prince Charlie to the present. And, I came across this little gem of information. And the Irish people are the only nation on earth who planned a national revolution to throw off the oppression of the British. And then 48 hours before this plan was due to be implemented to get rid of the British, to have a revolution and get rid of the British and institute their own government, they decided that they would have it the day before. They were going to have the revolution on Easter Monday, but on Good Friday they decided that they were going to have the revolution on Easter Sunday instead of Easter Monday. The leadership decided that, and there's just one little problem. They forgot to notify their whole army that the revolution was now going to happen on Sunday instead of Monday. That's a historical fact. It's jaw-dropping, isn't it? But it's absolutely,
absolutely.
For the Irish.
The devil is in the details, I'll tell you. And I know there were some, they were very suppressed, but the Scottish were too, and I have both sides of my family. Both sides of my father's side of the family were Irish and Scottish and some English. But the thing is that I'll tell you, that my father also used to say the Irish do not stick together. And I think it's with the clans a lot of times, maybe more so in Scotland, but in Ireland, they tend to argue amongst themselves quite a lot to the point where, they're able to be exploited to a large degree.
It's like this. It's in Scotland and Ireland. The difference with Scotland, they are the same people. They speak the same language, okay, and they have the same mythology and the same culture in Scotland and in Ireland, and actually the same clans even, the same clan names. The Scottish clans all came from Ireland originally and mostly from Donegal and Ulster, okay? Now, the difference is this. Going back to ancient farming methods and planning, if you don't plan your life well in Scotland, in the Scottish Highlands, you're going to die. You can live in Ireland through most parts of Ireland, okay, especially in the south, and you can behave in the most stupid, atrocious manner imaginable, and you're not going to die because it never gets really, really hot and it never gets really, really cold. You put a potato in the ground, you come back 6 months later and you've got between 3 and 5 or maybe even 10 kilograms of food from one potato. Okay? For most of Irish history, that's how it's been. The grass always grows. It doesn't matter where you put your horse. The horse and the cow is going to eat. It's going to get enough food because it rains, several times a week all year round. You don't have to plan for your pasture. You don't have to put in a hay crop, okay, because the grass grows all year round. Through most of Ireland, there's no snow. But in Ulster and in Donegal, it's not like that. Donegal, parts of Donegal look like the face of the moon, okay? And they actually make the Scottish Highlands look very, very attractive, especially up near Connemara, which is right up to the northwest of Ireland, the northwestern corner. There's a part called Connemara, okay? And all through that area, those are the most warlike tribes in Ireland, are the ones found in Ulster and in Donegal. And it's always been that way. You can go back in Irish mythology, 3,000 and 4,000 years. They have got myths. There's one famous one in particular, Tain Bol Cúlia, is in Gaelic, which is the cattle raid of Cooley. And the Gaelic people, both the Scottish and the Irish, had a game that they would play, and that would be cattle raiding. And it was a game. And so it worked like this. You would have a mob of cattle in your valley, okay, and the clan next door would have a mob of cattle in their valley. And you would do your best to make that mob of cattle that was at your neighbor's valley to be the mob of cattle that was in your valley. And they would do the same thing. And it was a game, and the one who was best at the game got the most cattle. And nobody was supposed to die, but it was very serious. And what it did was it kept the military skills up to it. Now, the original cattle raid, okay, was between 3,000 and 4,000 years ago, and it involved the Queen of Ulster.
Hold that thought.
And her prize bull.
Hold that thought.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I had been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 after 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why can't you
got your take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Just a quick news item that is absolutely shocking to me. Census Bureau data just released. 44.6% of families in California don't speak English at home.
Oh, 44.6.
Wow. Okay. All right. Let's go on to Texas. 35.6% in Texas. New Mexico, 34.5%. In New Jersey, this is an absolute shocker to me. New Jersey, 31.7%. In New York. Yes. 31% in New York. Let me just repeat these, and then we'll continue on with our discussion about cattle rating. So, 44.6% of homes in California don't speak English. 35.6% in Texas. 34.5% in New Mexico. 31.7% in New Jersey. And 31% in New York. Absolutely shocking statistics by the Census Bureau. They are That's shocking amazing. To me. Yeah.
I hate to say it, but why am I not that surprised?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking for... here in Missouri, we're not at the bottom, but we're number 43. And only 6.3% of us don't speak English in our homes in Missouri. West Virginia's number, you know, is the lowest at 2.5%. But the top states are California, Texas, New Mexico, New Jersey, New York, then Nevada, Florida, Arizona, Hawaii, Massachusetts, Illinois, Rhode Island at 22.8%, Maryland, 18.9%. Let's see, in your neck of the woods, New Hampshire, only 7.7% don't speak English in New Hampshire, Georgia.
The reason being, too, is because welfare benefits were much more desirable in places like Massachusetts, which is next door, and where I was originally from. And it was important. I honestly believe that certain political individuals wanted to import a voting class that would keep them perpetually in, and they basically would keep them perpetually with bread and circus.
Yeah, I would tend to agree.
Yeah, it's, and Washington, D.C. is 17.1%.
Oh, dear.
Okay, we were talking about cattle raids.
That's right. Anyway, this was how the ancient Gaelic people kept their battle skills honed in between, episodes of war. And it also meant that the cow herds kept on having their genetics mixed up, which, as you know, as a cattle farmer, is really, really important. But they basically had this massive dispute that ended up in an all-out war over the Queen of Ulster's bull. That's what it was about. And, that there was a neighbouring king who thought he had a better bull than the Queen of Ulster. And the Queen of Ulster's bull was they had a competition, and the Queen of Ulster's bull was judged to be the better bull. And the other king responded by basically getting his men together one day and stealing the Queen of Ulster's bull.
Mm-hmm.
And that resulted in a war, and they had a whole war over a bull. And that is absolutely typical for the men of Ulster. That particular story is probably at least 3,000 or 4,000 years old. That they were having, especially the Northern Irish were having wars over stupid little things 3,000 and 4,000 years ago. But ultimately they were the ones who were responsible for those and the men of Cork were the ones who were responsible for the Irish gaining their independence.
So, and how important is a bull?
We're from Cork.
And it all came from a bull.
Yeah. And how important is a bull? Half. Half. Really.
Yep.
George, thanks so much. Gwyneth, thank you so much. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.